had my co-presenter Kathy been here today, she would have assumed a very responsible, motherly, social aware approach to Black Friday, saying this is encouraging consumerism and the worst that's what's in us and it should be avoided at all costs. And then there's me who's got my list of what I'm planning to buy at 12 o'clock at night on the 29th. Yeah. What's your take on the two of them?
I don't know. It depends on which side. I mean, I feel like if you've been planning for Black Friday for the past few months and you've been saving for it, then by all means go for it. But also you have to think about what it is you actually really want and whether you believe that what you're going to purchase, you're not going to get it at a different price come the real festive season when it's around that Christmas.
So period. That is such an important point. I mean, to what extent is Black Friday real and to what extent is it smoke and mirrors?
You see, there's two arguments. I mean, if you talk to some of the retailers who claim that they're the ones that brought Black Friday to South Africa, some would say it started around 2011.
Okay.
But a lot of the times it was just focused on one day. And then you find that a lot of the retailers don't make as much money because it's not as though as how it works in the U.S. where it's over that long weekend, it's after Thanksgiving, and a lot more people will be out buying stuff. So what the retailers have done over the past year or so, they've decided to shift the way they package Black Friday. As opposed to just having one day, they'll have week-long specials or month-long specials to try and take advantage of the fact that we've got stock, we've got people who want to purchase it, so let's do it. And they've also had to become quite clever about how exactly, well, what products you push out, because some people might not necessarily, I suppose, take into some of the products you're selling, or they might think, oh, this is a little bit expensive, let me go to the next store down the road, I might find it that way.
Yeah.
And then from a retail side as well, you'd find that some retailers, you know, they do it because everybody's doing it. So you don't want to be left out. So even though you'll say, no, we're not doing anything for Black Friday, 2 days before you'll succumb to the pressure and then start, you know, having these kinds of specials. But some retailers don't really like it because they feel like from a logistics point of view, it takes up a lot, especially on the supply side, because you're putting all your energy on this one day thing and then you have to separate all of the stock at the warehouse on one side while you're trying to receive your Christmas stock.
It's like this blimp of all times on your sale graph.
And you don't necessarily make a profit. So some stores actually sit out Black Friday. They won't do it. Like, for instance, IKEA. They're not doing Black Friday at all in the UK. And this is their second year running of not participating in it. But the other stores in South Africa, you kind of want to participate. But then over the period, a lot of cynicism tends to creep into Black Fridays, particularly around the space, because one, again, you don't make a profit. You take so much energy out of this entire supplier system. And then on the other hand, it kind of steals away money from the Christmas period,
which is just around the corner.
Exactly.
And the timing of this whole thing is all very weird. And Sassy, I saw a picture, I think it was this week or maybe last week. I don't know what the Chinese equivalent of Black Friday is, but they had an event last week, I think.
Singles Day in
Day in Alibaba. That's right. I mean, the pictures in the press was mayhem. It was like nothing I've seen in my life. But then again, the numbers in China are so incredibly huge that I don't think the brain can cope with the kind of numbers involved. There were pictures of the largest warehouses I've ever seen in my whole life filled to the roof, but in a chaotic style because of what this does. So the Black Fridays, the single, what did you call it?
Single days. Yeah.
These clearly have become very important from an economic point of view to whole countries.
It has, but in South Africa, you know, the one thing that does concern a lot of people who analyze this entire retail space, particularly around this period, is that you see consumer spending start to wane a little bit. And you don't blame the consumers. They're starting to become a little bit more circumspect about what it is they spend their money on. The economy isn't growing. Labor dynamics are not necessarily great. So, you know, they participate, but with also a little bit of caution. I mean, I think there was a report that came out this morning from PwC as well, looking at how much people are planning to spend. On average, people are looking at spending just over 3,500 rand compared to last year, which was slightly just over 2 grand. So,
wow, that is a fascinating, fascinating stat. The other thing that was fascinating to me, and it's a debate that I had with Kathy, who isn't here today, saying that it's not the indulged rich who are going off to buy electronic goods or flights. The major sales items in Black Friday in South Africa last year was toilet paper and absolute household basics. And yeah. that puts a whole new spin on the whole day. I mean.
Yeah. So, if you look at some of the purchases that were made, if you look at, for instance, a game store and a Pick and Pay.
Sure.
Those household products were really, popular, and you assume it's because of Christmas being around the corner. People feel, let's just take advantage of specials that are around. Tennis biscuits, funny enough, were really? A popular item.
I'm not surprised, actually. Why wouldn't it? It's a staple. I mean, why wouldn't it be?
Exactly. And cold drinks were something that people were, you know, stocking up on. But other popular items were electronic devices, your fridges, your television sets. Those were things that people were spending. Those were probably the top two popular categories, household and electronics.
Okay, now I'm going to get off my social awareness perch and I'll get onto my very selfish own perch, which is very much in the market for a set of, I don't know, very good headphones, Sony, something like that. Am I allowed to, what's the restriction? Can I buy overseas? Is there any issue with me going onto Amazon or wherever it is and spending my rands?
They're not issues. The only thing, obviously, just familiarize yourself with the shipping arrangements, how all of that works, and how much you're going to get charged for it to be delivered and that kind of stuff. But other than that, there aren't any things that you should be too afraid of. Online purchases are becoming a big thing, especially around Black Friday. In fact, some stores, which is impressive, I found it quite, you know, encouraging, because they want you to buy online, they've actually set up an entirely different team to take care of your online purchases, making sure that your whatever you've ordered comes from the right warehouse, arrives at your door at the right time, that when you purchase and you're about to get through the cart, you have there's no transaction issues, that your transaction actually
goes
through.
I hear you, but I mean, you talk about no issues, didn't something like Takealot actually crash?
Yes, so they had a system, we'll call it an algorithm for lack of a better description, that could not handle the amount of traffic coming onto the website. But that wasn't just the issue. The issue was when the people were trying to take their products and pay for them. All of these transactions were happening at the same time that this algorithm, I'm assuming, thought it was being attacked. And it shut down. So they've actually come out and addressed it this time around, and they say you shouldn't have those kinds of issues. They've reconfigured everything. And it should go
smoothly. We're all good to go. So set those alarms for 12 o'clock. Just finally, I'm just interested. I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot or not, but what was spent last year?
Last year was about 3 billion rand worth about 625 transactions per minute.
Wow. This year they significant traffic,
This year they looking at about 3.8 billion.
Wowie, Zowie, Zinati, you are not going to be one of those.
No, do you know what, right? So obviously Black Friday always comes before my payday, so I never participate. But I think also the reason why I've never been compelled to even like get a loan is because there's so much happening that I just get anxiety just thinking about.
It's true, where to start.
Exactly. I think it's too much anxiety for me. I like simple things. I like going into
I can understand that.
Yeah. So no.
Unless, like me, you're like hugely focused on one thing. And then it becomes like
I want clothes. I want clothes. But that's it. But I think I'll sit this one out as well.
You're very evolved. If you're buying clothes online. I'm very, very, very impressed. Nastasia Arensa, thank you so much for coming into studio and sharing your knowledge with us. If somebody wanted to read your articles or follow you on Facebook or Twitter, whatever it is, or how do they do that?
On Twitter, it's at JustTash. That's two words, JustTash.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming. And I know what to do about my intended purchases. Thank you.